Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Good Saturday morning. We are back in the saddle, as they say. It is the Garden America Radio Show with John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. And back for the first time in a couple of 2 or 3 months, Tiger Palafox. Happy weekend to you. 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, or John at GardenAmerica.com. And here we are, guys. Tiger, good to see you.
Hey, good morning.
The perpetual tan.
Don't you get jealous whenever he comes in?
Yeah, I do. I get a little uncomfortable.
What?
Reminds you of your days of youth gone by.
It reminds me of the way I used to look last month.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know Brian used to be a model?
I believe it. I can't believe he's not still one, you know?
Oh, that was a good. Yeah. That was good. That was good. I could model men's underwear at my age.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show you after the show.
Okay.
How did we get off on that?
Yeah, wait a minute.
I don't know, but I think Tiger's thinking, you know, I got to be somewhere right after the show.
Right after the show. Sorry, dude. I can't. Did you, you've been surfing?
I just got out of the water to come here. I'm sorry. I'm running into the studio.
Okay, where did you, what area of San Diego?
I went to PB today.
PB. I'm going to guess the water temp 71.
I think it's probably right there. Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good water temp for surfing.
The air temperature was like 80 with humidity.
It's ridiculous. Humidity at the beach, too.
Yeah, I know.
Not used to that. But
now, for our listeners in Mississippi, PB stands for Pacific Beach.
I know. We get sometimes a little too localized here, but we want to welcome the entire country. You're all welcome to be with us. And, of course, our local affiliate in San Diego, 1210 KPRZ. And again, 855-424-9825, whatever's on your mind, questions, comments. We've all had a very busy week.
What was that phone number again?
I'm sorry?
What was that phone number
again? 855-424-9825.
Wow. I have got to get this right. I'm looking at the newsletter and I put the wrong phone number in.
That's why the calls have gone down.
Exactly.
A little bit. Yeah, 9825, 424-9825.
All right, so ignore your newsletter. Today we're going to be talking with Tom Spellman from Dave Wilson Nursery about fruit trees. So if you have any questions on fruit
trees.
Tom is one of the, not only the country's leading expert on fruit trees, but one of the world's leading experts. So this is a great time to get answers to all the fruit tree questions you've had. And specifically, when Tom comes on, we're going to be talking about summer pruning, which is a great way to keep your fruit trees down to the height fruit is reachable.
You don't need a ladder.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And also, like, it's like a great time for the pruning because it's like people will tend to leave things on too long, and they need to remember that they need to prune them back because they see apples or something on there still, and they're like, well, they need to be pruned.
And I still think a lot of people don't know that you don't just let your fruit tree grow. You can keep it at a certain height. And that way it's much easier to harvest and then not leave the fruit on the tree, as you're mentioning.
Speaking of leaving things on too long, Brian, you should change that T-shirt for tomorrow.
This one?
Yeah.
My Johnny Cash T-shirt?
Well, I'm thinking, what's that, like the fifth day in a row?
No, I just got it out of the dryer this morning. The washer
it's
and dryer.
Front. It's front. If it was backwards and inside out, that'd be Dave Fogg.
Why would you say that?
I was just kidding because he said people tend to leave things on too long.
Oh, see, right over my head. Didn't even catch that. No, that's actually pretty good.
I was just kidding.
That's okay. That's great. So, Tiger, what else? Got to catch up. Mission Hills Nursery, local nursery here in San Diego.
Yeah.
How is business? You mentioned spring was steady getting into the summer. What happens between spring and summer, generally speaking?
Between spring and summer, I think that, you know, there's a big transition in nursery stock that people don't always understand. And, you know, I mean, people coming in looking for, you know, varieties of vegetables, tomatoes and stuff like that. And they're just not there. You know, the growers aren't growing them any longer. And people are like, oh, you know, I can still kind of do this in some areas. And so I think that, you know, definitely that's a big transition. But then at the same time, all the plants are, you know, it's in a nursery is getting hot, looking a little stressed and everything.
Right.
So, you know, there's less selection. But at the same time, if you have a good area that's irrigated and ready to go, it's an okay time to plant.
You know, you
got to
keep watering. That's what I've been doing all week, especially, well, you know what? We get into these temperatures. You mentioned the beach, which that's very unseasonably high. Inland, you expect that. So you people really, and take a look at your plants. Most plants will tell you, I need water.
Well, not only that, like sometimes we went to a project this week and it was, the ground was wet, but the plant was wilting over and it just was hot, you know? I mean, you know, there was enough water, but the plant was just hot. And what it was a new plant, obviously, that came from the shade and now into the sun. It was kind of showing some stress. But, like, you know, there's plants out there that just, like, they need a little extra help.
And besides the water, I like to mist them, a heavy mist on everything.
I yesterday got up to 100 in Fallbrook. And the sun patients that I have are just fantastic. But like Tiger says, even though they were wet, they were still wilting.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, that's the bummer.
That's one plant that'll tell you how it feels.
And it's because the plant just can't take water up as
fast enough
as it's transpiring, right?
Right. It's like us not hydrating fast enough, and we're sweating not more than we're taking in.
Some plants are really susceptible to that. Fuchsias are another one that, you know, if you get, in our case, sometimes Santa Ana winds late in the year, they just can't take water up fast enough to keep them from drying out.
And with the fuchsia, people need to remember in a hanging basket, sometimes they have air going above it and below it.
That's right.
No matter where you are in the country, when there's a nice warm wind, a hanging basket dries out super fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's time for tropicals this time of year.
Yeah, it certainly is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The hibiscus this time of year are just going crazy. There's flower buds all over the place. Plumeria, I wrote an article for for the newsletter this week called Seven Easy Steps to Rooting Plumeria Using the Egg Method. So,
are they really easy steps?
Yeah.
Because I thought the third step was a little more difficult than the fourth step. Maybe it's just me.
What was the third step? The third step, Brian, is fill about 2 inches in the bottom of a one-gallon plant with half cactus mix and half perlite.
Yeah, see?
There's
totally
math. There's math.
Math involved. I got to get a ruler out. Got to make sure that, you know.
Well, you know, it actually says 50%, and I think that's what threw you. If I would have put half and half, you would have got it.
So you know what you could have called that? The seven-step program.
It is a seven-step program, Brian.
You know what we've got? Yeah, I'll tell you what, we got to move on.
You want to start writing the the headlines for the newsletter? You're welcome.
I wouldn't mind. I can do headlines. That's easy. But what I was going to say is, it's 13 minutes after the hour. Tom is waiting, and I know that the quote this week is more like a paragraph.
It's a little story.
So we should get to a story time here. And again, we do want to urge you, because Tom Spellman, being the expert that he is, you know, we'll peel back that onion. He'll get real detailed if you have any questions that
I'm sure he'll be happy to stay with us for as long as you have questions.
Absolutely. Yeah. So go ahead, John.
All right. Well, you know how much I like the book, The Little Prince. So this quote just kind of hit me. And the quote is, grown-ups love figures, like we were just talking about, Brian. When you tell them that you've made a new friend, they never ask you any questions about essential matters. They never say to you, what does his voice sound like? What games does he love best? Does he collect butterflies? Instead, they demand, how old is he? How much does he weigh? How much money does his father make? Only from these figures do they think they've learned anything about him.
And that was?
That was Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, the French author who wrote The Little Prince.
Yeah, you were right, Tiger. Very good.
It was good. Yeah.
So I tell you what, we're looking at about just about a minute before the break. So instead of bringing Tom on right now, let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be talking about and maybe some of the things that will get people inspired to call us, John. With
yeah,
Tom
works for Dave Wilson Nursery, so he's an expert in all kinds of deciduous fruit trees. But he also is a member of the Rare Fruit Growers. So if you have questions about any kind of tropical fruit trees, semi-tropical trees, citrus trees, you're also welcome to call in, and I'm sure that Tom will be able to help us out.
Now, what are some of the problems this time of the year? And again, I don't want to get too much into this because we are going to be talking to Tom. But for both of you guys, what do people need to look out for, especially when it's very hot when it comes to citrus?
Well, definitely I think that when it's very hot and, you know, humid, you know, there's a lot of diseases as far as the citrus goes, so you have to be cautious of that. And but I think kind of like back to like what we were hitting at before, whereas it's really hot, that citrus will wilt even though the ground is wet. And so I think that, you know, like you're saying, the plant can't take it up fast enough. A proper fertilizing schedule is going to help out.
Because fertilizing can control the amount of intake of moisture to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Also, you have to watch citrus if they're in containers this time of year because they have a huge root system in that container. They've taken up almost all the available
space. So there's
space,
nothing left.
And so when it gets extra hot, it dries out really quickly.
Okay, so that's just kind of a sample of what we'll be talking about with Tom Spellman. He is next. Going to step aside, take a break, and I do want to remind you those phone numbers once again, 855-424-9825. We urge you to call us and to speak with Tom Spellman. Nobody better in the business, 855-424-9825. Or you can email us, john@gardenamerica.com. Tiger Palafox in this morning. I'm Brian Main along with John Begnasco. Going to take that break. Coming back, Tom Spellman is our guest. And again, that's 855-424-9825. Garden America on your Saturday morning. Happy weekend. We are coming right back. Stay with us.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Begnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.
All right, 22 minutes after the hour. Well, just about, still 21 after, but we'll call it 22. Anyway, we are back at His Garden America here on Biz Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook. In with us this morning on this Saturday, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main, John Begnasco. And again, this number, very important. Tom Spellman's going to be coming on here in just a few moments, 855-424-9825. John, I think we've given everybody just about as much information on Tom as possible. So,
yeah, Tom's the sales manager for Dave Wilson Nursery, who has really been the leader in certainly the Zager genetics in fruit trees, bringing new fruit trees to the gardening market. And they also do a great job supplying orchards. But, you know, gardeners who are looking for a neat new tree should always be checking to see what Dave Wilson has to offer. So welcome to the show, Tom.
Hey, good morning, John, Tiger, Brian. How's everybody this morning?
Everything's great. Fantastic. And, of course, we trust the same goes for you.
Yeah, just like you guys, dealing with this heat.
You know, it's always good to talk to you. I can't remember the last time. I don't think I've ever talked to you and not learned something new. Which kind of goes both ways, because it makes me think, why didn't he tell me this the last time we talked? But I realize I can only absorb so much, so you've got to kind of piecemeal it out to me, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Tom, today we thought that the timing was just perfect, because people are always asking questions about when do I prune my fruit trees, and then we've got people always asking, you know, how can I – can I buy this tree in a dwarf because I don't have room for a full-size tree? And really, that doesn't make too much difference, does it?
No, you know, both good questions, John. And now is the start of what we call summer pruning season. So if you have fruit trees that you need to size manage, you know, maybe you want to keep your tree at 7 feet or 8 feet and it's now, you know, 10 feet or 12 feet, you know, now's time to come out and make some of those decisions to take the tops out of those trees so that they're managed. I wouldn't do it today at 105 degrees, but as the weather gets back to what we would consider a normal pattern, you know, in the high 80s or 90s or whatever, that's a good time to do it. And really, summer pruning is really, really simple. The first thing I want people to do is don't overcomplicate it. You're not looking for detail issues. You know, you're not going to be pruning to open up the center. You're not going to be pruning deadwood or diseased wood or broken branches or crisscrossing branches. Summer pruning is strictly size control. So you take a look at your tree, you determine what a manageable height is for you, and you bring that tree back down to that height. The detail issues are best done in the wintertime. It's you know, much easier to make a decision on a deciduous tree when the tree's dormant. You've got a nice skeletal structure there that you can take a look at that's not interrupted by the foliage. You can see your issues. You can see where you have deadwood or broken branches or you know, where the growth is too thick, and you can make all those intelligent decisions easily in the wintertime. So even try and do that now. Of course, if you see a broken branch, you're going to take it out. But you're not looking for those issues. You're basically just looking for size control. And not only on deciduous trees this time of year, it works well with citrus. It works well with most types of fruit trees. The only things I would probably avoid would be things that have a heavy crop still to produce through the summer, and those you would want to prune later. Persimmons would be a good example. Pomegranates would be a good example. Figs would be a good example because they secrete that, you know, milky latex sap, and you don't want to have to deal with that. So things like, you know, pomegranates and figs are probably best pruned during the dormant season when they are, you know, without foliage. But in general, now's the time to start to make those important decisions on what you consider a manageable size for your tree.
Now, when you're pruning, Tom, do you have to take the same considerations as far as, you know, trying from, you know, some people might have multiple varieties of plant or multiple varieties of tree, and from tree to tree, you have to take into consideration as far as you don't want to pass any disease or anything. So you kind of, in the wintertime, they tell you, you know, to clean your pruners in between different trees and so on, so you can minimize anything like that. Is that the same during the summer?
Absolutely, Tiger. I think that's a given. You know, I'm always going to disinfect my pruning tools in between trees. And if I'm dealing with a tree that already has issues, a great example would be fire blight on pears or quince this time of year. I'm going to disinfect my clippers in between every cut. And I like to use, and you know, for fire blight in particular, I like to use a mixture of 50-50 household chlorine bleach and water. And we've done some tests over the years. Some of the UCs have done some tests over the years on what disinfectants work for fire blight, and they found that rubbing alcohol or peroxide or, you know, the other like the hospital disinfectants like Fizan or Nacosan, they really don't have effect on fire blight. So the only thing that they've really found to be effective is that 50-50 chlorine bleach and water.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was 50-50. I always thought it was, I always heard 10%. So you're doing...
Well, it depends on the bleach you're using. That's why I said household bleach. If I was using a pool chlorine or something like that, it would definitely be much less bleach. But I think you're safe with a household chlorine, which is much less percentage active ingredient, to go with a 50-50. And then on top of that, once you're done for the day, you've got to make sure to take your clippers apart or at least wash them with an abrasive scrub sponge and get some oil on them. Otherwise, the next week when you go to open up your clippers, they're all as one and aren't going to open up for you.
Yeah, I've had that problem many times.
Yeah, the chlorine's really corrosive. Yeah. So
very, very toxic.
Yeah. Bruce Asakawa would always give that warning to make sure you cleaned them after you were done.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just that, but if you have something that you're treating and you're going to use the clippers for something else, you may not want that on there because it would hurt the next thing that you're trying to clip or work on.
Hey, I want to let our listeners know just quickly that if you do get the Garden America newsletter, excuse me, there is a link. It says click here if you want to see a video over on GardenTube where Tom is actually demonstrating summer pruning techniques and methods.
And you can just type in GardenTube just like you would.
It's just GardenTube.com. Yeah. GardenTube.com and type in Dave Wilson or type in summer pruning or even Tom Spellman and it'll come right up. Hey, Tom, does it make a difference? You know, prior to learning about summer pruning years ago, since I've been around for a long time, I remember everybody used to say, you know, if it's a tree that bears on new wood, like peaches or nectarines, you know, you cut those differently than you do a tree that continues to bear from fruiting spurs, say an apple or an apricot.
And yeah, absolutely. So, and you know, that really is secondary to the summer size control pruning because, what you're doing with your summer size control pruning is you're limiting your fruiting body to a specific zone. You know, I'm going to grow this tree 8 feet wide and 8 feet tall, and that's all the area I'm ever going to give this tree to produce fruit. So,
hey, we're going to take a break, Tom. Hold that thought, okay. Tom. We're going to take a break, and if you have any calls, or if you want to call us, I should say, 855-424-9825. 855-424-9825. A lot of great information. This is like a classroom study today with Tom Spellman, Dave Wilson Nursery. Everything you've always wanted to know about citrus, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by us all to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-218-9548 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-218-9548. That's 800-218-9548. 800-218-9548. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Exactly 35 minutes after the hour. Welcome to your Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us and spending part of your weekend with us here, Garden America, Biz Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook. And again, that number to call toll free is 855-424-9825. And I know, John, before the break, that Tom was in the middle of a conversation. We have two people holding on. Let's make sure Tom is wrapped up, then we'll go to our callers.
Yeah, Tom, were you able to finish your thought before we went into the break?
Yeah, you know, we talked about year-old wood versus spur wood
right.
on different varieties, you know, say peach nectarine versus pear apple, quince, things like that. So, I always want to get back to the fact that you want to maintain that structure within your chosen size. So everybody always thinks, oh, well, I have to leave one-third of last year's growth on the top of the tree for new fruiting wood. But that's absolutely not true. All of that fruiting wood can be rejuvenated down within your chosen structure. So, yes, there's different methodology for different types of trees. There's different methodology for different growing structure. You know, I'm gonna treat an apple tree different if I grow it as an espalier or if I grow it as a single-headed tree. So what you want to do is you want to research the type of tree that you're growing and make sure that you're pruning structurally for fruit production using whatever method works best for that type of structure or that type of tree.
Makes
sense.
So,
that's where you're going to pay a little bit more attention to detail. But it really doesn't have anything to do with summer pruning and size control.
All right, beautiful. Let's go to the calls. And again, that's 855-424-9825. Pismo Beach, our destination. Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the show. What is your question for Tom Spillman? Hello, Debbie. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I'm down in Escondido.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? That's my mistake. We've got Phyllis and Debbie holding on, and I just threw a curveball at our director, who probably brought up the right person, but I gave him the wrong name. So, Debbie, as long as you're on, I apologize. Escondido, go right ahead, and Phyllis, you'll be next.
That's fine. I've got two questions. First off, I had gotten the pixie grape from you guys back in the springtime. Growing really good. We didn't get any grapes, so does that mean we should get some next year?
You should get some next year, but...
Oh,
go ahead.
Years in the ground, you may not expect a whole lot of production on a grape.
Right.
So what you want to do, what I always recommend is, you want to dedicate your first season to two seasons to structural development. You want to make sure that
okay.
you're growing it on whatever form works best, whether you're going to trellis it or stake it or grow it as a headed bush, whatever you want to do. Work on getting that plant into the form that you desire, and then fruit production is going to come naturally after that.
Oh, okay. I had never grown pixie grapes before.
Yeah, Debbie, Tom's recommendation is for general grape growing, but pixie grapes are the world's first miniature grape, of course. Now, what size container did you put that in?
It's in about a 6-inch diameter container because, of course, it was a small bare root one when I got
right.
it.
Yeah, so. There's still a chance that you might get some fruit this year because Once the pixie grape starts flowering and fruiting, it's ever-bearing. And I have some at home right now that are flowering and just starting to set some fruit. So it's possible. But if not, you will have it next year for sure.
Okay, and so it's going to keep its leaves all year long then?
Depends on how cold it gets. Yeah, it depends how cold it gets in the winter. If it loses its leaves, you usually will get a better crop the following year. But if we have a mild winter in Southern California, it'll probably keep most of its leaves.
Right. Okay, well, that helps to know that. The other question is for Tom.
One more word of advice on that pixie grape or any grape in general. And sometimes grapes tend not to go dormant in Southern California, but you want to force it in. If you have any kind of an issue, say bacterial spot or powdery mildew on that old foliage and it overwinters on the plant, then as soon as the plant breaks dormancy in the spring, your new foliage is immediately infected. So if it doesn't drop all of its leaves by, say, January 15th, you want to defoliate it.
Okay. Well, that I usually do with our regular grapes that are out in the ground out there. So that's good to know, though, not to leave any at all on it. The other question I have is, I have had two Lapin cherry trees. The one I had, we had it for about 3 years. It started to bear fruit, started to come out this spring, was looking really good, and all of a sudden it just died. And so when we dug it up, we noticed there was like big knots, like wooden burrow type knots on the roots. And I thought, well, that's really weird because we've never had any trouble with nematodes or anything like that with our trees. So I went and bought another tree, and actually they both came from Dave Nelson Nursery, but I bought them from local nurseries here, so they had, you know, gotten them from you guys. The second tree, I thought, I'm going to check this before I plant it. So I pulled all the dirt from around the roots, and sure enough, there was all those big nodules on the cherry roots, and they were anywhere from an inch to 2 inches in diameter on this really small tree.
Yeah, that's
you know what that is?
Tree rootstocks, that's a natural occurrence with cherry rootstocks. That's not a nematode issue.
Cherries are apples. So it's okay then.
Being heavy nodules to the root zone. Even sometimes it manifests itself above the soil line. So that's perfect.
Yeah, and that's what our other
problem.
Yeah, that's what the original tree did. It started doing that, and then shortly after that is when it died. So I didn't know if it had some kind of
I would say there's no correlation between the nodes on the root system and the demise of the tree.
Okay. Well, that kind of eases my mind that way. I'll just have to see what this new tree does. I planted it in a totally different spot, so we'll see what happens with it then.
Yeah,
okay,
remember,
that was my two
things
questions.
That are really important for cherries in Southern California. One is they really require good, fast drainage. If you don't have good, fast drainage, you plant it on a rise 6 to 12 inches above grade.
Right,
and a basement around that. And mulch. You want to keep that that soil cool. Around the root zone of that tree. One of the biggest issues with cherries, once you get them out of their, not natural, but their,
comfort zone.
Desired ground.
They're really susceptible to heat damage. So keeping that soil cooler by mulching is really important.
Okay. Yeah, because our ground is a mixture of DG with some topsoil because we live on a hillside and when the lots and stuff were graded out here. So I've had to add a lot of organic stuff into the ground to make it suitable for stuff to grow. But our peaches and nectarines and plum trees, they're all like 20 years old, and they've all done fine with what I've done. But the cherry tree, I was just wondering why it would have died so soon. Then I've got this new tree I planted, so I want to hopefully have this one live. So, and where it's at, it is in a raised area, and it does drain really, really well. Should I keep, 2 inches of mulch on the ground for it then, or three, or?
Say 2 to 4 inches of mulch, and don't mulch right up the trunk itself. Leave about a
12-inch
ring around the trunk with no mulch. And
then
just, every 18 months or 2 years, just replenish that mulch layer.
Okay. Well, I'll work on this one that way and see what happens with it then. Well, thank you for your help.
Thanks for your call, Debbie.
Debbie in Escondido. I appreciate that, Debbie. And you call us again. And my apologies.
Oh, I will.
Go ahead. No, Debbie, go right ahead, Deb. Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, I was the one that called you a while back with the goat, and I told you I had trapped 45 of them one season. I don't know if
that's
you remember
that
or
yes,
not.
Yes. And you're in Escondido, correct? Is that right?
I'm in Escondido, yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. We all appreciate the phone call, and thank you for your questions for Tom. Okay, from Debbie in Escondido, let's go to Phyllis in Pismo Beach. I'll get that right this time. Phyllis, my apologies. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Okay. I have a question. I have a wonderful lemon tree, but it's on a bank, and the lemons, oh, it's so productive. It's wonderful. But it's hard for me to get up on the bank now, and I was wondering, would it be okay if I planted an orange tree in a container, and how big would the container have to be?
Well, citrus trees in general, in container growing, you want to get something about the size of, say, a half wine barrel. That's going to give you longevity. It's going to give you probably as long as the barrel will last, the tree will do fine in the barrel. And usually that's about 5 to 7 years. Another thing that's really important to container culture on any type of fruit trees, or in my opinion, any plants in general, is you want to try and keep those plants in balance with the root zone. So I don't want to grow an 8-foot orange tree in a 3-foot barrel. I want to grow a 3-foot orange tree in a 3-foot barrel.
Right.
Just and that allows that plant to do well, and it eliminates most of the physical stress issues that you would have from too much top to too little root.
So the barrel maybe would have to be how deep for it to survive?
Well, the half wine barrels or whiskey barrels that you can buy on the market are probably about 35 gallons in capacity, and they're
okay.
About 24 inches wide and 24 inches deep in general. And,
okay.
You know, that's going to give you, with a plant balance of that size, that's going to give you somewhere between 5 and 7 years longevity.
Hey, Tom and Phyllis, we've got to go to a break. Phyllis,
okay.
You hang on. Phyllis, hang on if you have any more questions, and Tom, we're going to come right back. Time is zipping along. Lots of great questions, and it's always good to have Tom on. 45 minutes after the hour, stepping aside on this Saturday morning. This is the Garden America Radio Show.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Your citrus trees could be under attack from the Asian citrus psyllid, which can spread the virus that causes the deadly citrus greening disease. Stop the madness with Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. The mix and pour application protects citrus trees against the Asian citrus psyllid and other destructive pests. Help stop the Asian citrus psyllid from spreading the virus that causes the citrus greening disease on your citrus trees. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products. Plus, free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And already we are into our final segment. Got to get things rolling here. We're going to go back to Phyllis real quick and to Tom Spellman and wrap things up. So, Phyllis, if you're still there, and I think you are, if you have any more questions for Tom, let's do that and wrap things up. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tom.
Tom.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the wine barrel, how deep and how wide should it be? I'm sorry to be repetitious here, but...
Well, they're all pretty uniform in size. I think in general they're going to be about 24 inches in diameter and 20 or 24 inches deep, you know, about a 30 to 35-gallon capacity. And you don't have to use a barrel if you don't want the...
What else could I use?
A wine barrel, you can use any type of container you want. Just, you know, make
like
sure
a, like a plastic container or something like that?
Absolutely. Just make sure it's as big as you can possibly get, and always consider that you're going to keep the size of the tree maintained to approximately the same size as the barrel itself. That way you have that...
So if I get a plastic barrel, I want to make sure that it doesn't come narrow to the bottom. I want it even...
Not necessarily. Right. It can, you know, in fact, you want it slightly narrow to the base. That way you can always transplant out of it.
If it's
you know, one of these Italian urn-style containers that kind of have a corset-waisted look to them, you know, you can never transplant out of that. So you spend $150 or $200 for a beautiful container, and if you want to transplant the tree, you got to break the container. So, you know, tapered slightly to the base is fine.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Phyllis.
Thank you for the phone call. And, John, as you know, time is of the essence right now.
You always say that.
It's a shame. We've only got an hour, and Tom's got so much, we could do another 2 or 3 hours.
Well, Tom, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day. I know you could be at the pool right now.
Yeah.
Or at the beach. But you always give us so much great information, and like I said, I did learn something new today, too. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, guys, it's always a pleasure. I'm always willing to spend a few minutes with you and just, you know, love the show and enjoy everything you guys do.
That's beautiful. We appreciate that.
And I want to let our listeners know that if you have any looking for fruit tree information, if you go to DaveWilson.com, there's all kinds of great information about fruit trees there. And again, go to GardenTube to check out those videos on Tom telling you how to prune. Tom, thanks so much for being on the show. Hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Great. Take care. He does. He always elicits phone calls, and that's good because he knows his stuff. And again, like you said, you always learn something from Tom Spellman, Dave Wilson Nursery.
You know, I I think I was telling you and Sharon a few weeks ago about how I had transplanted some, I had rooted some rose cuttings, and then I moved them into 1 gallon cans.
You root rose cuttings?
Shocking.
Shocking.
Now you sound like my wife. That's just what we need, some more roses. But I put them into 1 gallon cans, and then I made the mistake of right away putting some Osmocote around them. And Osmocote's time release, so it doesn't usually hurt anything.
But it reacted
but it
right away?
After we had the, it went up to 106.
Ooh, hot fertilizer.
And I think that the
hot
Osmocote releases with the heat. Too.
And it, so it released it too quick.
It released it too quick. And out of the roses I transplanted, a good 30% of them just fried. And they completely died. And the reason I bring that up is I'm thinking that a lot of people need to fertilize this time of year, whether it's your lawn or your garden.
Right.
And the same thing can happen if it gets, like last week the weather was great until we just came into a few hundred degree temperatures,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A few days were really hot. But one thing you don't have to worry about burning with is malarganite. And the reason I bring it up is Tiger was just telling me during the show that over at Mission Hills Nursery, he said they sell a lot of malarganite. And that's something that I feel confident using.
Oh, absolutely.
You just don't have to worry about the burning.
Yeah. You guys do move that product quickly, don't you?
Oh, definitely. And for, you know, the novice homeowner, gardener, it's a great fertilizer because of that exact reason. Really easy to use and safe to use. And, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of people get scared sometimes using fertilizers because of that burning, especially during the summer months. And so they're always, like, hesitant. They don't put enough on. Well, I mean, the nice thing about malarganite, too, is that on the back end, it lasts a long time in the soil.
Right.
So you don't have to fertilize as often.
It does. And you know what? It does help with water. I fertilized before we went to Europe, anticipating the kind of weather we might have in case things got dried out. And it did help keep the moisture in my potted plants.
Yeah, no. So we really enjoy it. And we use it on our landscape properties, too, out and about. And customers of our landscape service actually really see the change in their garden as well. Because it takes care of the soil a little bit, too. You know, it's not you know, salt-based fertilizer like some of the other ones out
there. Hey, just quickly for those, now, of course, this is for our San Diego audience, your location of your nursery.
Yeah, so we're located at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive up in Mission Hills, which is above Old Town. Hey, and we just got a coffee shop on premises. One of our local coffee shops in the neighborhood's building got shut down, so they moved on to our premises. And so when you come to the nursery, you can have a little espresso and
really do some shopping.
Yeah, and then croissants and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw you were drinking a McCafe.
yeah, not that one.
Not that.
They're not even one of our sponsors.
I hear Brian's voice. Loving it whenever I hear Brian on the radio.
You want to hear that tagline? I'm loving it. You got to have the chuckle because it's happy. So Mission Hills Nursery, again, that's on Fort Stockton.
Yeah. And 619-295-2808 is our phone number there if you do have a question or, you know, want to find out where we're at or how to get to us.
All right. Very good.
If you got a smartphone, it won't be any trouble at all.
Absolutely.
Siri, give me directions to Mission Hills Nursery.
That's right. It's amazing what she knows.
Hey, I wanted to quickly mention somebody during the show mentioned gold nugget mandarins. You know what?
Wait, is this a dream you had?
It is. It's not a dream, but it wasn't our show, because now I'm thinking where I heard it. It wasn't on our show.
You said gold nugget mandarins. Okay,
yeah, which I think is probably one of the world's best tasting citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tasted them, Tiger?
Yes, I have.
And the nice thing about them is they ripen after all the other mandarins are gone. Mm-hmm. And some mandarins are really delicious, like satsumas that you get right around Christmas time. But they've got like a 2-week window.
Yeah.
And if you don't pick them right when they're ready, they get really puffy. And the gold nuggets will last on the trees forever. But if you want to try one of those trees, you can go to Garden America. They are available. And we can ship to any state in the union except Arizona, Texas, Hawaii, or Florida.
Okay. That said, we're going to wrap things up. Tiger, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Always good to see you. We'll have you back again soon on a Saturday coming up sometime down the road, but not too far down the road. John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main. And again, we'll do it again tomorrow. Don't forget, every Sunday, it's 2 hours. We kick things off at 8 o'clock in the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern time zone, and everybody else in between, you can do the math and figure it out. So until tomorrow, be safe, have a good one, and remember to get growing America. Take care. And again, a big thanks to Dave, our director and studio coordinator. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.